Wow! Hacks is back for season three. How does it feel?
Watch this. Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max. Hacks is back on Max.
Okay, let's do. Imagine me, a woman with a late night show. Pat, how was your experience? That would never happen. Imagine not because of me, it was because of no woman.
Taylor Tomlinson, Lily Singh.
I know, but they're not being given couch, and they should be given couch.
They should be given
Taylor
couch.
Taylor should be given couch.
I give great couch.
I that give would great be, couch.
That would be such that a would be joke such, in yeah. like 2013.
The subway ad would be like, she gives great couch.
We're here to talk today about the show Hacks on HBO Max.
So, hey, Pat, I'm late night. If there's a world, imagine a complete fantasy land, a utopia.
Well, it's funny that you say this because, you know, season three of Hacks really deals with Deborah's coming off of a huge win at the end of season two, and it was so fun to write.
Well, you got to keep dreaming.
I do think season three is the best season.
That is so exciting. Yeah.
And so,
well, I have to say, your clip, I'm floored. You're such a great actor. It's so funny. It's so well done. Like, the timing is exquisite. Like, it's so like. Tonally, it's just so
directed by Lucia Aniello. Yeah, so good. She's such a good director.
I was gonna say you were so well directed in that clip. Yeah. Like, tonally, it's just even. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then they just make it is so nice when I mean I've only been in a few things on screen, but it's nice when they make you look good. And I think that
you
they
look
do
great.
A really good job.
And Hacks is back for season three. And sorry. And what I'm excited about, and you know, I'm so excited, is that so is the official Hacks podcast,
right, which I was also lucky enough to appear on.
Yes,
there's no video component, but I did show up looking absolutely next Tuesday, just in case. But so just know as you're listening to it that I look fully see you next Tuesday the whole time.
And other guests include Hannah Einbinder, of course, Jean Smart, and Jay Smith Cameron, the director of photography, the costume designer, and other members of the cast and crew. And you guys are all talking about the creative choices that went into making the show. Is that right?
Yes.
And thanks for joining me on my late night show.
Yes, we were talking about where it was fun when I went on because like we were talking about that day of shooting and like how it was. And then we also were just talking about like, as viewers will know at the end of season two, Deborah and Ava part ways. And and there is quite a bit of finality to it where many people thought it was the end of the show. So we talk about like what that process was of like coming back and deciding how we wanted to bring them together and like and when we should and that dance. And it actually is so fun. I do love TV writing. It is really fun to me, and it's so fun to talk about that process like a year later.
Pat Regan, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you are going to get to hear all those stories. If you like that, there's a whole podcast about it. It's not this one. It's called the Hacks Official Podcast. So y'all, don't mess around. Watch my friend's show, Hacks. I'm not actually in it, which is okay. So watch Hacks and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcast. All right, love you guys.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Pat. I'm going to do my duplex show again. It is a solo show. Thank you. I will have a dear friend opening up for me. I don't know who yet. It's what you would call TBD. But it's going to be on February 4th at 9:30 p.m. at the duplex. And it is a Monday. And yes, Mondays are for the freaks. So if you're a freak, come on out. You can get tickets in my Insta bio. I would love to see you.
Hey, it's Kat.
And even Pat. And yes, I'm eating a Quest Bar.
Eating a Quest Bar mid-pod. Addicted. We are here, as in alive, tell you guys that we're doing a live version of the podcast at the Bell House on January 11th at 10 p.m. Tickets are almost sold out. So run, don't walk to purchase, babe.
Run for once in your life. There is going to be a panel there. Do we know what that means? Absolutely not. But we're putting together a panel of actually people.
Yeah, and per usual, we will be sort of like doing a sleep no more situation, which we are hooking up with various audience members if they want the show.
Exactly. So you're gonna walk in, you're gonna get a tag. If it's red, it means you're down to fuck. If you're green, you're just here to watch today. And we're gonna honor those tags. So our point is, come to the show.
And on top of all that, it's gonna be really fun.
Again, we don't really understand where to get tickets, but they are almost sold out. So you guys are figuring it out on your own, and that's what we want to teach you, is kind of your own skills. Like, teach a man to fish. He'll come to your show for life.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Have a great day, if that's okay to say. Forever Dog.
Forever Dog.
Hey guys, this is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas. We just want to say, on behalf of me, Bowen, Catherine, and Pat, Happy New Year. And thank you so much for listening to this special episode of Seek Treatment and Las Culturistas called Seek Culture. Episode 1 is happening right now on Seek Treatment. You're about to hear that. And then episode 2 will be out tomorrow on Las Culturistas. It's part 1 here on Seek Treatment, part 2 on Las Culturistas. We love you. So freaking much.
Hey bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek
with Kat and Pat.
Hey!
Ding dong!
Hey!
Ding dong!
Hey!
Hey! Wow, a cacophonous moment.
Oh, this is Kat.
Kat and Pat.
And Matt.
And Bo.
Kat, hey! Kat, Matt, and Bo.
Wow.
Welcome to
Seek Culture.
A podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and culture.
Yeah!
And love.
Boys, wow. Sex, fucking, dating, and culture and love.
This is our highly anticipated crossover opportunity.
Thank you.
In which we are taking your advice emails and we're going to respond.
That's a question. What advice? A question we had as kind of a four-person friend group was, how can we help?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how can we take what we know and how can we share that with New York City and even beyond?
And even beyond.
The four of us who are, I think, at all times emotionally panicked fully.
I identify as slightly... fully narcissistic.
Oh yeah, yes.
And I feel like that's sort of the vibe.
Slightly
that's
fully.
Slightly fully.
I have a question for you.
What?
How many times do you think is healthy to check how many new likes you have on an Insta?
Oh.
Seven times a minute?
Oh, I wish I knew.
Yeah.
It's my fingers are cramped up from the refreshing.
Oh.
But you know what I get off on?
What?
Like if you accidentally get in a conversation when you have a big Insta up, so you can't look for a second. Maybe you take a shower.
Wait, then
you get out. And all of a sudden, maybe you go for it.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Do you think
you
that's
get
more
out,
fun and you have like 100?
It's definitely more fun, but it's not what I choose to do. But when life happens and I can't look at my Insta, and then I get to look after like, because I'm up to 12 minutes and see kind of definitely who's liked it, who's in the mix.
I love when I know I have a hit on my hands.
Oh.
It's like when you post it and all of a sudden it's like, I have a hit on my hands.
I love a surprise hit, like when you post and you're like, this is stupid. Like, this is going to be a story. And then all of a sudden.
Sorry to fully interrupt you.
Absolutely.
Do you guys have like a sixth sense? Like, can you tell when you're about to get a message from your crush?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Don't you feel that in the air?
I sometimes have that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm blind.
Mm.
I feel I'm going to get a message and then it never comes. And then what happens is I'm a freak and I'll send a message and then it'll be crazy because I'll look at the text thread and it'll be like, oh, I've sent a lot. And then I play a political game with myself, which is, oh no, I've gone too far.
I was telling Pat last night, I was trying to text this crush to meet up and we were almost going to meet up and then he was like, actually, can I rain check? And I'm like, absolutely, for sure. And he said something funny and I was like, haha, wish you wanted to hang out.
I said that to someone who flaked on me once. I was like, they were like, what's your deal later? And I was like, I don't know. I really thought you were coming. Like, it wasn't like this thing of like, sorry, we'll meet up later. It was like, no, I'm disappointed and upset. But I think that's good.
I think that's good.
Now, Bo, do you want to talk about your night last night?
Pat.
You don't have
Wait,
to.
What happened?
Nothing. Oh my God, calm down.
We've been in this room for so long and you haven't said a little long.
I left work early and then to meet up with this truly
sex fucking dating
with this guy who this really sweet guy and I was gonna say something really rude and
say
I've gotten in trouble on my pod for like speaking about a boy vaguely not named and then the guy like DM'd me and was like that was me. You know what I'm talking about.
Tell us.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, yes, I do know.
Were they angry or flattered?
They were sort of. I think it was sort of both.
And no, like, they get
probably,
off on.
He's listening now.
They get off on.
Gives me quite a chill.
They get off. These guys.
These
guys get off on acting angry but being flattered. But also, I'm in trouble right now because I'm in a full pre-apocalyptic space right now, which is kind of often the space I'm existing in.
And because I said, so we had to record a really big backlog because Catherine famously went to London, British.
Oh, she's British. I know all about the backlog. With this one here, we're backlog.
I don't need to tell you girls about backlogs.
Honey, my middle name is Backlog. These moments.
So, my whole point.
I'm already floating off my chair.
Everyone's I'm turning this off.
So, anyways. If you listen to this, seek treatment.
I don't think so, honey.
The thought of someone like sitting like on the train listening to this is actually so sad to me.
Okay, everyone's. You've heard it here first.
But wait, but listen.
Okay, what?
So we record this big backlog. Typically we record Fry comes out too. So you're very in the moment. You're in
very
your
fresh.
Life. It's very, very fresh. And I you kind of that. Know what to protect, what secrets to protect.
Right.
But since we were recording like 6 weeks ago, like I just, there's an episode where I say absolutely too much about an obsessive crush. And I was like, by the time this comes out, I was like, for one, I didn't think he'd listen at that point. It's come, but completely listens. Like, and also like, I was like, by the time this comes out, either like we'll have hooked up or he will be out of my life forever. Like one of the two. And it, nothing has changed. And it's been this countdown until, and now it comes out in 2 days from
I'll today. Say it again. I said it to Pat every single time. You need to be more honest with these boys. And I that's know. My Sikh culture advice to you.
Totally.
We need more transparency from Pat to crushes.
Okay, we all as a group has to have to give each person a Sikh culture advice to them.
Okay. Pat, you need to tell people when you're interested in them in a sexual way, and you need to like ask them on a date, not like I'd be like, let's go on a date. Just say that.
Yeah. Right. Can I want to get dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I take you out? That is so. And honestly, when you're on the receiving end of that, don't you like that?
Mm-hmm. It's so flattering.
Yes, it is very flattering. Mm-hmm.
But
it
it's
is.
Also. But to speak for Pat and to play devil advocate here and be
devil
and
devil's dad because
yeah, devil daddy.
It is 7 a.m. right now, and we're so tired.
It is totally not.
I don't know. It's like, is it cute?
Although, it's so cute. Okay,
it's so adorable and cute. For
oh
me,
God,
though,
boys die for this one hack.
Oh my God.
It is 7 a.m. and we are exaggerating.
Wait, it really is 7:39 a.m. for me.
Stop bragging.
Okay, Matt just came in from LA. Okay, wait, what's your thing to Pat? What's
this is him being kind of my like
I'm with you.
He's being my defense attorney.
I'm
right
being
now.
Your defense attorney right now. I'm like your OJ's lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marsha.
Mm-hmm. You know, OJ's defense attorney.
Defense
wait, okay, so
I
wait.
Thought OJ's was
oh my God!
Oh no
yes.
Sorry, Marsha was the prosecutor.
Pat
I'm so
coming
sorry.
Through with the pop
oh, Johnny Cock. Johnny Cock.
Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cock. I call.
Sorry,
it's actually
Johnny.
Rule of culture number 6. Yes. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Oh God. So anyway, with Pat, it's like I feel that. It is because now being Sing, and we all are famously Sing.
Oh my
we're
God,
identifying
to be all Sing at once.
Sing. At once, this is crazy.
Samantha,
yes, wait, absolutely. Okay, of this Samantha, yes. Charlotte.
Go for it, bitch. I know you want to say it.
You
Carrie Samantha. It's
No, Miranda.
No, you're Miranda.
You just call me Charlotte.
Stop. No.
Pat, shut the fuck up. I'll tell you who's who. I'm Samantha.
Yes.
You're Charlotte.
I know.
You're
Matt's
Carrie,
Carrie
and
Miranda.
You're Miranda.
And say, that's the real truth.
And don't ever, ever call Bo and Charlotte again.
Yeah, no.
I have to say,
Bowen's not Charlotte.
I turned 30. I spent my 20s as a Carrie. Hardcore. And then I turned... I wake up the first day of my 31st year of this life, this beautiful life I've come to live, and I was deeply a Charlotte. And
on your birthday?
Like, I'm into my 30s, and I'm just,
you
like...
You stopped having sex.
I stopped having sex.
That's not Charlotte's story.
That's not her story.
Those words are in my mouth.
The fury and the anger that just happened coming off Pat Regan.
No, because I became very kind of, like, psycho-romantic, like, thinking a lot about finding someone in a way that I never have.
I will say this about you.
Not marriage, but gay marriage.
Okay.
There is only one person I know that is more of a Miranda than you.
And that's Sudi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
Sudi's a Miranda.
But I have Miranda moments.
You have Miranda moments?
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you are... I would call you a Samantha Carrie Rising and your son is in... Miranda.
Yeah, I agree.
I do not think you are
moments
of
Miranda.
Charlotte.
Catherine does not have one fiber of Miranda in her entire
are you
body,
me?
And I will not sit here.
Look
for
at me.
This.
Why won't you look at me?
You don't.
She's a high functioning woman.
Have you seen me like I like pay taxes. Like,
you should see her.
You should see me, business email.
If you're a taxpayer, rule of culture number 27, if you pay taxes, you're Miranda.
Or at least your son is in Miranda.
Yes.
I was on this astrology podcast while I was in L, and it blew my mind.
It's not real.
Do you know how much water I am?
How much?
I'm so much water. It's unbelievable that I'm a human and not a fish.
I'm so much fire.
You are so much.
Oh, you are fire!
Whoa, that is crazy. Uh-oh. To watch you like raise your eyebrow and go, "I'm so much fire."
So, what are you though?
Pisces.
Oh,
like my
moody
bitch,
moody
emotional, horny, and also very, very close with my Scorps.
But if we're going, I'm a Scorp. Me and Bo are both Scorps.
We're both Scorps. I think if we're gonna be elements, the four cardinal elements.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matt is fire. Mm-hmm. Catherine's fire. Matt's water. Pat is earth. I'm wind.
I'm earth.
I think you're earth.
Okay.
No, you're wind, I'm earth.
You're earth.
Yeah.
Well, let me say.
Congratulations. Yay.
When we famously did our acid trip, Bowen was in nature. I've never seen anything like it. I've seen Bowen blended more in with the land and the earth than many deers I've seen. A lot of deers I've seen, they look imposter syndrome next to Bowen Yang in nature when he's on acid.
They look imposter syndrome.
They look imposter syndrome to me.
To me.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Put that in the canon.
It was very nim canon.
Okay.
So my advice is
we're still doing our sea culture advice
to each other.
Which will take 2 hours and then we will wrap up. And we will not address your emails. And that's okay.
No, stop.
I think that would be cool.
I think that'd be awesome, actually, and actually sick. So my advice for you is ask people on dates. What's your advice for Pat?
I think we are all of us.
But I think
as Scorpios, me and Bowen keep being on the same page. We're all of us giving each person
one piece of
advice. I think that was kind of the consensus for my advice was that.
Okay. Yes. Let's do that.
Okay. So Catherine's advice.
Okay.
I'm
going to nominate a piece of advice for Catherine.
Come on.
Comfort in being alone. Comfort in being alone.
Don't say what I don't like to hear.
I think just comfort not getting swept up just so quickly. And I know it's
doesn't seem possible.
What's your nominee for advice for Catherine?
Well, this is something that if I don't practice it, mm-hmm. I can't preach it.
I know, but I keep going.
But I think, was this, okay, mm-hmm. was this when we shared that car home, was this about the guy that you're seeing now?
Yes.
Are you still seeing this guy?
Yes.
And is it going well?
Yes.
Right now? Okay, cool. So I would say only go, and this is something that all of us can do. We should only operate on what is
the
real.
The thing you ever can do.
On what we know and not what we're conjecturing in our minds.
That's good.
He hates me. I'm trash. Like,
for the record, I didn't think he hated me.
No.
But that's an example of what I do in my head. It's he's not into me, so it's done. And but
I totally agree.
So another nominee for advice for Catherine is to only go on based on the facts.
One more nominee. Yes.
I have to tell you my advice for Catherine. Keep going, honey. Doing great. I'm always
doing great.
I'm always looking at you, like texting you, like whenever I see you, you always look amazing. This coat you're wearing is incredible. Look, the fucking like
it's not
I
about
just
a
say,
coat
I say to Catherine,
incredible.
Keep going, keep having beautiful, gorgeous love making sessions with this gorgeous man who I think is HOTTTTT.
He's HOTTT,
and I feel that he also gets it. Like, how dare someone find someone who's hot and also gets it? Okay. Honey.
But this isn't about if Catherine should keep going, which we all should agree she could.
She could.
Especially, you know, around hooking up with hot guys. But it's about... But how can we get more satisfied in our relationships around these things? And I think
I think trust.
So Matt's nominee is ultimately trust.
Okay, so be alone. Trust.
Let it be a choice to be with someone, not a compulsion.
Yes.
Wow.
That's good.
Pat.
Thank you, bitch.
Sometimes Pat is so wise. And I think that's really good advice, too. It's like, we were talking about this the other day.
Yes.
But in another time, too, besides the car, I was like,
right.
Okay, so these, like, when you're talking to your therapist or something, was like, okay, so what's actually happening in your life?
Like do a two column thing where it's like one column is what is fact and what has happened.
Exactly.
And the other column is just shit that you've made up in your head.
That's
I think
so
you
helpful.
Told me to do this too one time, Bowen.
It's very helpful.
And also trust.
And also trust. Well, I also think that I just think your instincts are so good, and I think everything. I think when you have been leaning into what makes you special and makes you so great, and I say fucking keep going.
Thank you guys.
Trust, which is trust.
Okay,
which is trust.
What's our Okay. Now, what? Now, what's our consensus of advice for Bowen?
I'll start.
Okay.
I think you have the power to be more direct.
Oh.
I think you can.
So it's similar to Pat.
I think that because what we talked about just now about things that are going on in your life, I think that you have more power than you think in all your standings. And I think that you can be like confident that like if something smells wrong to you, I think you can say it smells wrong because it smells wrong. You're right.
You smell like shit.
You're talking about, but you're not even talking about dating. Yeah, I know you're
talking about everything, honey. And also with dating, though, it also applies.
Yeah, it also applies.
I think that you and Pat as Scorpios have a similar disease, which is, I don't know if this is a Scorpio thing, but I think you and Pat do have the same disease, which is oftentimes there's a long period of time where things percolate, and then like it's time to be honest, it feels so big.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
I
think if I had to call the hospital on you right now because of your current disease, it's that you sit and stew on things, and then all of a sudden they're major things when maybe they didn't need to get. Like,
yes,
that.
For me, Bo's disease is that.
Sorry, I thought this was advice. Not a diagnosis.
No, this is an intervention for you when the doctors are on their way.
What's my disease?
Your disease, I think for me, what I think that you can benefit from, Bay, is that I think for you, it's like a... like a your needs matter moment. You know what I mean? Like sometimes I see you... shuffling around your needs around other people, and I think that plays
like just this morning
we got in, me and Bo first drive, of course, with me being first and Bo being second, of course. Bo gets it. I'm just finishing.
The order made perfect sense.
Yeah. I don't know if it did. I'm never last.
No, Matt's always on time.
Oh really?
Yeah. Very, very much on time.
I'm like a psycho on the right one.
but never there when you call
but go.
So we were just like talking about the seating, and it was hard because, of course, both us two podcasts, we definitely both have kind of seats we prefer, and we were going to have to sort of definitely rearrange. And so there's one bad chair.
What did you say?
There's one.
Did you give up your chair so that I could sit here?
No. This is.
Everyone's in different chairs than they typically would be, which isn't actually part of Bo's disease. But there's a bad chair. And I was like, Bowen, we get the good chairs. Like, you can sit in a nice chair. And he was like, no. Like, they're tired. Like, I'm going to sit in this bad chair. And I was okay.
It was like they're tired. Matt just flew in. And, like, I want him to get upholstery.
Yeah, but
I'm so kind.
That is so kind.
Bowen is the kindest to me.
But is it kindness to yourself? And I think that even just this is going to sound crazy. This is even bigger than the chair.
No way.
Speaking of kind, when I was on the podcast circuit in LA, I talked about all of you so much. And I hit the podcast circuit hard, bitch.
Speaking of kind, it's crazy to be like, speaking of kind, this is what I've done for you.
I said that you all are my friends who have changed the world.
But I noticed you, even with boys, kind of guessing what they want. Yeah. It's like, well, maybe he doesn't want me. I shouldn't put him in this position to be around me. But oftentimes people do want you. And even if they don't, it's okay to say that you do and then find out you don't and not worry about. It's like their business if they have to like navigate their own feelings.
Yeah. Well, my little advice to Kath was that the thing about like operate on what you know, that's like self-directed too, where it's like I had this whole thing fucking fall apart because every week I kept second guessing and was like, I think it's like Matt knows, like you guys all know. I was like, it's done. This is the last time I see him.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't want to see me anymore. Mm-hmm. So this is it. And then it would keep going and going and going. Mm-hmm. And then like it just fulfilled itself by the end where it was like, oh, well.
But just like, I remember that one thing where you were like, I'd be like, how is this thing going? And you would tell me all the facts. You'd be like, not good. And then you'd tell me all the facts and it would sound like it was going very well.
And that sounds exactly like literally you.
Yep. And I think your disease, my turn. Your disease.
Yes, go.
So first of all, I feel like I haven't seen you in a really long time, so I'm not sure where you are mentally, but my thing about your disease and my advice for your disease and the hospital calling, ring, doctors on.
Diagnosis that.
I would say clipboard, chatter. I would say you need to demand affection.
Oh!
Demand sexual praise.
Oh my
demand
God.
Demand the hot sex you need and deserve.
Wow.
Because it's just like you're so powerful and confident and you need to just like put that out.
Oh my God.
Don't you think? Like, people would die to be with you.
I think you understand this more lately.
That's what I was thinking, that
but
you're past
you
that,
do operate it from more of a position of power than you think.
Okay.
Okay, what's Matt's disease?
Now, wait. But also, I wanted to ask you didn't finish your story about last night. What happened? After last night.
Oh, wait, oh my God.
Who did you go meet up with? Which one?
I met up with this dude. And it was so, so chaste. Like, we just got drinks.
But you...
Kiss, kiss, kiss. That was it.
But making, that's so cute.
To me, to just make that out fun. Is just like, sign me up for that.
But then I was telling you, like, I wanted more. But then Pat and I have a similar disease where we want sex until we're naked. And we're like, I don't want this.
Is that because your penis says, I refuse to wake up?
No.
It's honestly, like, never mind. Oh my, can we get real? Yeah. I am so worried about ED shit now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not.
I mean, look, as we get old, you're not worried?
No, I don't struggle with that, but I struggle with, like, just feeling insane. When
But you never know when you
never know. Okay. I just noticed a different, I'm like, oh, I have a harder time.
When you get older, things like that, you don't just pop a bone. It's rule of culture number 6. You don't just pop a boner. A boner like you're 19 when you're 30.
And if you're popping a boner like you're 19 when you're 30,
seek treatment.
And to flip the script, I would say I used to walk around this fucking town with a snail trail, just absolutely soaked at the mere mention. Now it's like, okay, you have to sort of fucking woo me a little. And then
I'll squirt.
Oh, I actually did squirt.
Shut up.
She did.
Was it the first time you ever had?
When you cummed?
No. You've cummed before. You squirted
I squirted twice in my life.
Wow, wait, this is the only second time you squirted?
Wait, can I ask you a question about squirting? Mm-hmm. And then we'll get to my advice because it's important that we get to it. When you squirt, is it a more intense orgasm?
It's not an orgasm.
It's different.
It's different.
Is it a queef? I'm sorry. This is.
I don't know what it is, but it's so intense. It's like a fucking geyser.
Wow. Okay, so when... That's crazy to me, and I will sometimes watch straight porn, specifically squirting, because the way the women react to themselves squirting, like the orgasms they're having, are so fucking amazing that sometimes by proxy, I'll be like, oh my God, that feels like an explosion of pleasure.
Wait, so you watch straight porn as a horny thing?
Yeah.
Do you know who made me squirt?
Who?
A bi guy.
That's hard.
I got some of my boys expecting in love.
I was talking to someone last night, a gay man who does watch bi porn, MMF, three ways.
That's my dream. I want an MMF.
I don't
want. Well, I've had one, but halfway through, the guy left and was like, oh no, dude.
Whoa.
Which is so hot.
No, I've been.
I don't know, dude.
I found this new, like, clump of porn videos on pornhub.com/gay that is, like, it's called Bait Buddies. And I'm
backslash gay. Backslash gay. And Bowen goes under his breath. /.
Oh, shit.
Bait Buddies?
Miranda.
It's just like, it's like two guys who are like football teammates who like, they show up to make money doing porn with a girl. And then they're like, listen, it's like the classic thing.
It's classic, but it's like a handheld cam.
I love it. This is like, there's a tripod and everything.
I actually watched porn yesterday. Are you excited?
Yeah, I watched porn yesterday too.
Well, I don't watch it a lot.
Oh, okay, that's great.
I watched it last night. Can I tell you what I've been really into lately? Mm-hmm. Older guy. Little bit older guy because... And this
men
is
over
crazy,
30? But, do you watch men over 30?
There's a guy at the Las Culturista show DM'd me after. Hottest guy I'd ever seen.
Oh my God. Shut up.
I will show you. Literally hottest guy I'd ever seen. And he told me, he literally was like in my DMs hard. And then...
What was he saying?
Then a mutual friend reached out to me and was like, my friend has a really big crush on you after the show. And I was like, is it this person? And they were like, yes. And I was like, yes!
Did you hook?
Oh my God.
Did not. But
did you hook an L?
Famously going, no, because I'm...
Put him in.
And this maybe is a good segue...
To you.
I'll show you on my phone after. This maybe is a good segue to me, but I didn't hook in LA because I feel like crazy in terms of confidence. And also there's... like semi-famously someone there that drives me fucking insane.
Okay, let's get to Matt.
Okay. Mm.
Matt, there is
I don't think they know about the specifics of the situation, although you do. I don't think I've talked to Kat.
Wait, did you tell me? Was it the thing where it was like so many?
No.
So much?
Yeah. It's
a helpful hand.
It's
like,
one
it was
person
like,
where,
it was like again?
It's yes. one person okay. in my life that I had literally the most intense experience with, and then like the hardest flake. Actually, I talked about Seek Treatment.
And yes, Catherine, I can tell that Catherine knows what we're talking about. Yeah.
Thank you, Pat. Raising
anyway,
my voice.
I'm gonna zip my lip so Bowen can continue.
This need to like constantly like evaluate like in a way that is like the frequency at the, like of that evaluation is like at a certain point, I think, is something that might like
a disease.
Well, it just might be like holding you back from feeling you have every fucking reason to be so confident. Mm-hmm. And anytime that you're not, it just I look at that. I'm like, I don't get it.
This is the first month, like this last month is the first month I've been like happy. Like, great. This like I had such a good time in Los Angeles for the most part, and like over the past month, like this really is like my season.
Yes.
And I feel happy now, but it's like for the very first time this year, so I'm trying to like be like, maybe I can actually date confidently.
Mm-hmm. You absolutely can. People like you have fucking older LA daddies lining up for you. I know. You fucking bitch.
You also go on a lot of dates and fuck. Hook up. Yeah, there was that one weekend where you went on like 4 dates in that weekend.
That was a good weekend.
TBT to that weekend.
So my diagnosis of Matt's disease is that like it's this everything shouldn't be filtered through just like how you, I mean, of course that's not fair to say, but like just put that aside and just enjoy how lucky and how great you are, because other people, that's what other people see.
Okay, this is my diagnosis of Matt's disease.
I love this.
I think, okay, so there's always an element of self-validation through hooking up and through male attention, unless, of course, you're a gay woman or straight man, in which case you look for females. But I think that we all definitely suffer from that disease. But I think for Matt, sometimes it can be more intense, where it can be like
debilitating.
Even if you don't necessarily like someone, it's like you need their attention, and you need to be liked in a way where even if it's like they like someone else, like sometimes it feels, and this is a safe space. Sometimes it feels competey. Sometimes like and I think like it's like you don't need that. You know what I mean? Like, or it's a similar thing of like choice over. I'm focusing a lot right now on making choices and not falling prey to compulsions. And
good.
But it's like, just because they exist doesn't mean you need them to like you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would say I'm the same way often, so I very much relate to you in so many ways in this life.
Yeah, truly.
And I think, I've been trying to tell myself, like, okay, so why is, like, rejection obviously always sucks. Or, like, the situation with the guy you were talking about with the, it's just like, I don't know, then I think of people that, like, it didn't work out with, and I still, like, love that. I don't know, it's like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, when it doesn't work out with someone because I don't want it to, I'm still like, I have the fondest, like, best feelings towards them.
Yeah.
And I try and do that towards myself when it doesn't work out with someone.
Mm. Yeah.
Does that make sense? Is that even advice?
That does make a lot of sense. I think that, like, with this particular situation, with this one thing, it's like, probably never experienced anything so intense. And then all of a sudden, it was just not a thing anymore. And we never talked about why. And now I'm like in the same kind of social situations. And like, I'll often back out of social situations if I know this person is going to be there. And I end up looking like a flake to everyone else that I actually want to hang out with because I haven't dealt with this thing because it's so crazy.
I mean, that's okay. So there's two things to this. One, the thing of him flaking is 100% on him. And that's just...
That sounds crazy.
It's crazy. Behaviorally has nothing to do with you. But then, now that you're, I understand you wanting to back out of these situations that you know that he's at. But like, also then that like ripples out into your behavior in this way that like fully concedes power to him. And
I don't like that.
I don't like that for you either. I don't know what the solution is.
It's listening to a lot of Kelly Clarkson. You don't know a thing about me. Only me? Only I know the song?
I know that song.
Mr. Know-It-All. It famously appeared in an episode of Girls as like one of Shoshana's favorite songs. I was like, I'm basic.
Yeah. I'm going to say that.
But to me, it seems like that guy's just so unhinged. And you're totally in the right. And you seem to like be showing up and having fun.
I've never met that guy. But ever since I first became aware of him, I've never trusted him. Something about his energy is...
You don't do that to people.
Well, also, it's just like, I don't know when I became the person that was like allowed myself to wait around for someone else to tell me. You know what I mean? It's like, when did I become that person?
Oh, no.
It's like, I was never
like
that.
Get that power.
Could you not get that power? Okay, so those are our diseases.
Wait, and those are our diseases. But also, when I was in British, I saw my very wise friend, Katie, and she was talking to me about like, When you want to reach out to someone, when you have that compulsion, think like, what do you want from it? And isn't there sometimes something to gain from restraining yourself? Because I can never restrain myself. Yes. And so I'm working on restraint.
Okay. And this Sudi mentioned this, and we're conjuring Sudi.
We're conjuring her.
The conjuring.
She was watching Tea
with... She's always with us.
She's always with us. Mm-hmm. She was watching Tea with the Dames. That documentary about like Judi Dench and
I am so not surprised to know that she's watching something called Tea with the Dames.
So, one person in an interview, one of them, she forgot who, but one of them in an interview Someone asked, "What is the if you look back on your career, what's the one piece of advice you would give yourself mm-hmm. in the beginning?" And then whoever it was said, "When in doubt, don't."
Oh,
like anytime you I just got feel chills. Like,
yeah, that's good. Ooh, that's really
it applies
good.
To so much. Like,
was that Helen Mirren?
I don't. You know what? We'll never know.
I knew.
But
there's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
I knew. I'd tell you.
But I think that like applies to everything.
You know, the crazy thing about like when you just said, Catherine, like it's like, what do you want from it? Like when you mm-hmm. want to say these things, I think the crazy sicko answer is because I really desperately want it to still be a thing.
Of course. That's
still.
Why.
I'm
still.
Like, I'm like.
Still.
So into it.
Of course, that's why.
And I don't know. It's crazy. It's psycho. I can't help it.
You shouldn't be in there.
But anyway.
Okay.
This is the Seek Culture Advice Hour.
Oh, wait.
And that was our opening bet.
Do you have something else?
I should have one more funny story. My old therapist one time, I was like talking about this crush and I was like, do you want to see a picture? And she was like, she goes, so why do you think you want to show me the picture?
Wow.
And then we unpacked it and I was like, I want to show you this picture of me and this guy so you can look at it and be like, wow, seems like he's really into you. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And she's like, yeah, so maybe we don't need to see the picture.
Oh my God. Sometimes therapists are so smart.
So
it's actually Real Culture number 11.
Sometimes
therapists are actually so smart.
We're only 30 minutes in. I'm proud of us.
And if you try and show your therapist a picture of your crush, seek treatment.
We've only fully jerked ourselves off for 30 minutes and 20 seconds.
Also, can I say something? I don't think so, honey. People stopping everything to show you pictures on their phone. Like, or a video on the phone.
Oh, I keep doing that.
Are you? See, that's okay, not I don't think so, honey, for me.
It's okay.
Pat, stop.
But I like it when you do. Some people, okay, I have someone in my life right now mm-hmm. who keeps showing me pictures and they're also a photographer. Mm. And it's someone I work for. And so it's like, mm-hmm. I have to look at these pictures and not only comment on like, it's like they were showing me pictures of a wedding that they went to, which mm-hmm. is cool. So I don't have to be like, this looks like, you know when someone's showing you something and you have to react to it? Like that's my nightmare. Mm-hmm. And that's my living nightmare that I live every day when you have to react to something. Mm-hmm. And so I react. Reacting to something is my nightmare. And so I have to be like, I not only have to be like, wow, this is like a cool, this looks like it was a cool wedding. You guys look amazing, like whatever. But I also, it's like he took the pictures. And also, this is an amazing shot. Like, oh my
so
God.
So many layers.
And then he'll be like, you don't have to look at my pictures, but look at this one. And I'll be like, do I have to or not? Like, whatever.
It's okay. I don't want to say across the board showing people pictures is a bad thing. There are, if the person is a bad person, then they will be bad about showing you mm-hmm. pictures.
It's got to be the right moment. And also, I don't want to watch a long video where earbuds at dinner.
No, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And people do it.
And there's no earbuds at dinner.
And there's never a reason.
Culture.
There's never a reason to show a person a picture of your car. There's never a reason to show a picture of your car.
Seek the most difficult
time
treatment.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I was once in an office setting, and of course, a medium hot guy who was above me professionally, absolutely, was walking around the office showing people pictures of his car. And that was hard for me.
And you were powerless to see.
And in a professional setting, you can't be unprofessional, despite that sometimes being the way you have to act. It's actually rule of culture number 60. Sometimes in an on a professional setting, you have to get unprofessional.
Uh-huh. You were alone on that one.
Okay, but we have to go get into Seek Culture. So basically, this is our maybe even the beginning of a whole movement. Which
I smell
is,
a recurring
smell a
episode.
Movement.
I smell an anthology. Where we all come in and kind of check in on our diseases, our progressions.
I love.
Oh my God, I love our diseases.
Who is the Seek treatment?
Wait, everyone, say your own disease on three. One, two, three.
I have to be more honest about my feelings to people.
Stupid.
So hopefully we'll all come back next time and be like, yeah, it's in remission.
We'll do it. Yes.
it's in remission for today. Yeah.
We'll do a chart check.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So this is Seek Treatment and Las Culturistas crossover. We're calling it Seek Culture. We asked you all, the fans of the pods, there's much crossover there and we love you.
I have to pee.
And you have to pee?
Should we take a break before we get to the questions?
Okay, let's take a break.
But keep this in. But keep this in.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Seek Culture.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi. We're back. Are you addicted?
I'm obsessed and addicted.
Okay.
So we're going to start to answer some questions.
Yes.
So you guys, we had you guys email in and we got tons of responses and they're all very fun. So I'm just going to kind of bounce around. Let's go chronological, shall we? So from the very first person that was the first person to
Is it fun to give him a fake name?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I don't want you know who you are.
No, we're not. Yeah. We're not naming names. Okay. No. People are sharing a lot of stuff.
Yes.
The first person is named
male or female is
Nan. I love that. I love that for this man. Nan, subject line is 30th birthday question.
Okay.
Hi, okay. My fiance turns 30 today and is maybe not having the easiest time with it. What advice would you give to a new 30-year-old about leaving behind his 20s and looking forward into the future? I'm looking at you, Pat. Thanks, Nan.
Wow. I think Nan. Getting married is more intense than turning 30. Also, no offense, Nan.
Also, Nan, like, yeah, absolutely drag me. Yes, I am 30. I would say that... She has to.
They
have to. Nan is non-binary.
We just don't know.
I know. We don't know. We don't know who, what, or where Nan is, or when she is.
We don't know what.
They.
We don't know what she
they.
Is. I'm going to reveal it's a she.
All right.
And when so, is Nan?
When is Nan?
When is Nan? Okay. So, Nan. For one, Nan has to let their significant other go through this journey of being 30 by themselves. And also, like, with 30, this is my thing. And
when
this
it
is,
comes to 30.
When we're having conversations around 30, I think that what's important to remember that with 30, you just have to, like, you just let it go. Like, I really thought
yeah,
it.
Yeah, with 30, you just let it go.
Let it go or be dragged,
this
bitch.
Is so...
And I think that, like, I was someone who was really like, I'm not going to care about turning 30. And I'm looking forward to my 30s.
But with 30.
But with 30, I found myself, because with 29 then, I was suddenly, like, making a huge deal about turning 30. And I was like, I was never going to be this girl. Mm-hmm. But then... You turn 30 and it's like, oh, whatever. But also, I think that it's just, I think that the person should reach out to other 30-year-olds and connect because it makes you feel better.
No.
It's like Aaliyah once said, age ain't nothing but a number. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I think since it seems like Nan, your fiance has many, many blessings in their life.
Yeah.
And being 30.
It's almost like being 30 isn't hard.
Well, think about this. I think maybe the reason why they're not having a hard time with it, ask yourself why. I think this thing of, like, you need to be in your 20s is, like, a mainstream, like, media thing that they make up that's, like, it's hot to be in your
20s.
Yeah,
be alt.
It's cool to be young and in your 20s. Bitch, being 29 and 30, it's a separation of one day, honey. It's actually a rule of culture number. 91. Being 29 and being 30, it's a separation of one day, honey.
It's a separation of one
day. I was going to say that... I think there. Look, the beauty of this is that it's linear, that our perception of time is linear. But it's also this thing where it's like, okay, finally, you've been launched into space your whole life, and then you've turned 30. Your thrusters are off. Now you're floating in full suspension, and now you're the person who you are, in some way for not the rest of your life, but like you're. You're 30 now. Like, this is sort of your adulthood. Like, this is you're in it. I think that might be what they're struggling with. Yeah, like that. Yeah. That's just about acceptance
and also just embrace stability. And also, I think for me, I did not have a lot of existential worry about the actual experience of aging and becoming old because, as Catherine pointed out, I am a man, and so I don't need to.
Yes,
but
yes.
But
no, it's so real though that it's that men don't have to think about.
I can't wait to disappear on my 30th birthday. They'll say, "Where'd she go? No one ever looked at her again."
The stress that I felt.
3 years, count them. Enjoy this while I'm here.
This I felt was more around like where that timeline intersects with where I am financially and career wise. So yes. I was stressed about my career in a way that I wouldn't be if I was this place in my career when I was 23. But to be this place in my career when I'm 30, and then that intersects with, do I want a relationship? Is my life away right now where I could even do that? Do I even have space for that? Shouldn't by the time I'm 30, I have space for a relationship in my life? Those questions started clouding my brain. And then also, like, but then what helped me is just, like, so, like, thinking about other people who, like, had more success after they were the age I was.
Yeah.
And also just doing things to accomplish those things. I was, like, because no matter if I started when I was 23 or if I kind of got my shit together when I was 30, like, it doesn't matter now. This is where I'm at. And so it's, like, if I wait any longer, then I'll be 32, which now we're getting into a really bad place. But I'm just kidding. But it's just, like, make those actions now that you're worried that you haven't already made by the time you're 30.
You're welcome, Nan.
Thank you, Nan.
I just think it's more of a construct than we all think. But,
yes.
But I get the wanting to feel good about yourself as you're getting older.
It's also helpful to me to literally look 22.
Of course.
And I think art made by older people, because I was like, I love like things about teens and things about 20-somethings, and I think that's so cool.
Oh my God.
I
love things about teens.
But then to embrace 30-year-old culture is like, let me see what these 30-year-olds are up to.
Here's the deal. When I'm old, I'm going to be the kind of woman where it's like chic that I'm like 60 and like in a fashion magazine.
Yeah.
It's so playful how she's like 60 and like wearing like her crazy hair. Yeah. Like,
no, but
like,
I think
I'm there like now.
But I would rather be 60 than 30. And so just
I wouldn't.
I don't know. It's probably a long litany of things that are probably going on at 60 that we don't have to worry about yet.
Okay, that drag 60-year-olds.
I'm not dragging them. I'm just saying that they have a laundry list of things to worry about that we don't.
60. Oh my God.
60.
Oh my God.
With 60?
This is insane, but can I say this out loud? I'm so sorry, but I'm going to say this out loud. But when I think about getting older, the thing that scares me, like, it's not even like, I'll figure that out. It's just the health stuff that bothers me. It's like the, like, loosening of your bowels. Like, that seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, you're pooping.
I'm already pooping.
I'm fine with
that. Wait, on my walk here, I saw this. There was dog shit in front of me, and in my half asleep state, I thought, did I do that?
That is so stupid.
I was like, oh, shit.
We have another question.
I was like, no, that's from a dog.
No, from a dog.
Let's say this one comes from EC. My boyfriend is,
we were giving fake names.
Yeah, well, I did.
EC?
EC.
Okay. Or is that an acronym, or is that?
It's an acronym.
Is that French for here?
Is an acronym like an abbreviation when you take the first initial and the second initial and put it together?
Those are your initials.
So EC are this person's initials, but that's not giving him away.
When you put someone's initials together,
I'm
it's their initials.
I'm going to read the question now,
you take
because
the initials
that's
of
what
a
this
word.
Is for.
The initials of a word, and then you take it.
That's their initials.
That's an acronym.
Okay.
If you take your first initial and your last initial, you get your initials.
Wait, what is an initial?
My boyfriend.
I'm serious about this.
My boyfriend is, yes, a gay man, thank you, but a notorious frat boy.
I can't
get him to consume true culture with me. When I ask him to go to art museum or watch Paddington with me, he refuses. Mm-hmm. What are some sneaky ways to get him to enjoy true culture, and what should I do? From EC, age 19, he lives in Dallas, Texas, and he adds a postscript, which is, when will Kat come home to Texas for a show? Thanks. Aww. Bye, guys.
Tell them.
Oh, well, when LC's going to be in Dallas, we can't wait. Kathco is going to be home.
In Houston.
I'm so sorry. Houston. So you can check Kat out in Houston at the Houston show.
Is that the April one?
I think it's...
No, that's March.
No, it's April. It's close to Moon Tower.
So I'm going for my friend's wedding that same weekend. Right. So I'm going to try and come the day early and go.
I believe it's like mid-April. But yes. Las Culturistas is going to be there doing shows in Dallas, Houston, and Austin.
Yes.
And Catherine is going to be doing our show in Houston.
You can see 60 seconds of Catherine Cohen at that show.
Yes. And I was going to add that, you know, when is she going to bring her show, her full-length show, to Texas?
When they pay me.
When they pay her.
That's the thing.
She's a blue bonnet girl.
I'm so sick of not being paid.
But can I address EC?
Yeah, so this is his question. Is his boyfriend, it sounds a little bit like a dude.
So my experience around hearing this question from Matt's mouth was that at first I was like really off board with EC, and it reeked of pretension to me. And I think nothing's real culture. Everything, whatever you like, one highbrow things aren't better than lowbrow things. Like, you can't change someone. Let them like. I love Pretty Little Liars.
As trash, I agree with you.
This is so funny because I was like, you should dump him.
No, opposite reaction. I think the other guy should dump EC. But I was just like, but then when he said he was 19,
hey, you should get dumped.
You should get EC. Pat devices get your heart broken.
No, stop. But then at the end when he did the big reveal, and you know what I mean, when he said he was 19, I was like, oh, okay, because with 19, you don't know, like, he's just figuring it out.
To me,
EC Red is someone who's trying to be something, trying to be someone who likes culture, trying to, and
yes, when I celebrate him.
But when you, I don't think culture is identity politics. Like what you like and respect that other people like what they like, and you don't have to like the same things. But it's not like, oh, I like museums, so I am this kind of person. You don't know what to like. This is what you like. Like, let everyone like what they fucking like. I'm so sick of that conversation.
Yeah, but you're saying this guy doesn't like anything. Because think of the wide network casting here. He won't go to art museums or watch Paddington. He won't do anything.
I will not watch Paddington.
I will not watch Paddington either, and that's a fact. No, what I will say is
neither will I.
I would say, EC, you sound like someone. I think it sounds like you want to be with someone who inspires you and pushes you. And I think that's a great thing to know.
Yes.
And you can enjoy this relationship and enjoy your boy for what he is and know that in the future you could meet someone or you want someone who is going to introduce you to new things. I think that's such an important part of relationship.
But to borrow a phrase from Bachelor Nation, hashtag right reasons. I don't think he wants someone who wants to go to museums because he wants someone to go to museums, but I think he wants to be like, this is my boyfriend. He goes to museums and it's all identity politics and bullshit. But
I don't know why you're dragging EC.
I hate EC.
Pat, hold on. I think you're contradicting yourself. You're saying...
Absolutely not. I've never had it in my life.
Stop. You're saying that culture is not... identity politics, great. Like, what you like is not who you are.
There's something inauthentic about the way he's doing
sure.
it.
Sure. Okay, but then you're saying that let the boy like what he likes because he's who he is. So doesn't that, like...
No. Because that's identity, not identity politics. You stupid bitch.
You're right. I'm stupid.
You're right. I'm stupid.
Wait, he's specifically asking, what are some sneaky ways to get him to enjoy culture with me? So this is not about the relationship. We're not fucking talking about...
They're fine. The
status. We have sneaky to think ways. Of some sneaky ways.
No. Okay. I will not be able... I don't
I'll
agree with
sneaky.
The premise. I won't.
Go to one of the movie theater where you lay down and eat.
Yeah.
That's fun. Be like, their food.
Or you know what famously comes from Texas, Alamo Draft House, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's true.
Yes.
So this is a way, you think about this. The boyfriend has to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so
sneak him in.
Sometimes there are ways where you can go out for a nice dinner and also it could be a film.
You know how mom has put the broccoli under the cheese? Mm-hmm. You know, the cheese is going to be the movie. It's going to be the Alamo Draft House.
I would say the broccoli is the movie and Catherine. The cheese is the draft house experience.
One of Catherine's favorite lines she ever said to me said was, put the pill in the cheese and feed it to the dog.
And now I also would say, maybe he doesn't want to go to a museum, but maybe the museum's having like a concert, like a special event. Maybe that would be more fun.
Or maybe do what he likes. Well, what the fuck? Like, this person sounds so
no,
exhausted.
Can I say something?
Don't be so defensive,
Pat,
because
you
don't like
so
highbrow shit.
And I don't like highbrow shit either, but I'm not being psycho.
I don't think
is too young for you. You can't be with him.
To say you like highbrow shit.
11 years younger than you.
I think it's stupid.
That's crazy.
It's stupid to say, okay, AC, I fucking love you. And I think that I want to give you a space to be who and what you ever want to be.
I was going
to
say kidney.
But I think that even this kind of conversation of like, I like highbrow shit or I don't like, it's just like, it's just so inauthentic to me. Like, you're just trying to be someone who likes highbrow shit, or you're not, like,
they're not classifying it as high or low brow.
But Matthew Rogers just did.
No, I didn't.
I don't like highbrow shit.
Let's not talk about what Matt said. Let's talk about what EC is saying.
I know. I'm sorry, I'm mad. This is personal to me because it frustrates me about the world.
Okay.
I don't think that EC is doing this thing that is that generally frustrates you with the world. EC is saying that, like, I want my boyfriend to enjoy these cultural activities, which is just something that you do as couples, right?
Yeah.
Like, you go to...
Do things.
You do things together.
But why does it have to be whatever true culture is?
I think it's just, this guy, the boyfriend's a notorious frat boy. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Which is fucking hot.
Which is
a Texas frat boy,
which I absolutely was raised by, and I hate that.
Yeah,
like the fact that
Catherine was raised by a frat boy.
But Pat's
by I meant near.
A fireman left to an abortion.
Pat's worship of this toxic
masculinity. Do not turn this around on me, Bowen Yang.
Not acceptable.
I knew I shouldn't even let that slip into the conversation that I thought it was toxic. I knew Bowen would weaponize it against me.
What's happening?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Your
Instagram. I'm sorry. Oh my god!
Fucking be present.
Be highbrow.
Moving forward with EC, what I would say is, you
go
know,
to the frat house.
EC, I think that you should just like. I will say this: you are 19 years old,
which is one of the youngest ages,
and what's one of the youngest ages, famously. So it's like, you actually are at a period in your life right now where you should be going out and doing things. And listen, I think that you should like go out and do things with your friends. Don't ever let the fact that he wants to stay home keep you home.
That's good advice.
Do not stay home. Go out and do things. And guess what? If it ends up being that like you find the relationship is like sort of becoming stagnant because you guys aren't sharing these things together and that's important to you, it might not be for you. And I know he probably dicks you down, babe. I get how those frat boys can get. You know, they're big. They love the food.
I think frat boys are really bad at sex.
Yeah, awful. Yeah,
I never had sex with a frat boy.
They've never made a woman come.
Especially a notorious one.
But also, I don't think that EC is saying...
the papers.
I don't think EC is saying that his boyfriend is too much of a homebody. I think he's saying my boyfriend doesn't like the right shit.
No, he's just saying my boyfriend doesn't like to do shit together that involves culture. I don't think EC's not.
He says he qualifies true culture.
Can I? I want to say something.
I have a story.
I'm going to say this and then the story and then we'll move on. I think EC should email back in with the things that his boyfriend does like. I want to know, yeah, what does your boyfriend actually like to do?
EC, you know, I sent this email 2 months ago. He needs to send another one, and then we will address it in 6 months.
He's not even going to listen to this.
But for instance, he is.
I will be seeing Happy Death Day 2 alone in theaters, and I did see Happy Death Day 1 alone in theaters, and Happy Death Day 2 is not worse than the MoMA.
Catherine, tell your story.
I agree with you, Pat.
My story is about frat boys.
Yes.
I think, like, freshman year of college, I gave this random frat guy head, and then, like, last week, a college acquaintance was like, oh, it's this guy so-and-so. You definitely don't know him. And I was like, oh, I gave him head.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fun.
That's fun. That's very fun.
It's fun.
It's fun to have someone sort of come back in your life and be like, the only connection we have is that it's like a drunken blow job.
And that could be, or this guy, you know, it could be a learning moment for the boyfriend. You know what I mean? We'll get him out to do some culture, but I do want him to email back.
And my story is really important to this question.
It's important. It's really important.
And just know if you hook up with a frat guy, he might be sort of mentioned by an acquaintance, you know, 8 to 10 years later.
And it really brings you back to that moment.
And I want to say,
and I'm really glad, I'm really proud of young me.
I know.
Yeah. Like, for getting on her knees.
You're crying. I just want
to quickly apologize to EC. I know that 19 is a tender age. You're gay. You're in Texas. I know that's hard. What you're going through is hard, and I'm sorry. And I
not necessarily.
He sounds like he's doing well.
You know what? I can't win with this table. I can't fucking say the right thing, can I? And it's not. It's not hard to be gay in Texas as a 19-year-old. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right.
We hope you guys enjoyed that episode of Seek Culture here on Seek Treatment with Kat and Pat. Tomorrow we have an extra special continuation. Is that a word? Continuation? Let's say it is. Of Seek Culture on Las Culturistas with me, Bowen, Pat, and Catherine all together. So we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.